Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onale Deni with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's space sector is becoming an attractive destination for global investors. President Draupadi Murmu lauds Indian Armed Forces for professionalism and patriotism. Rengma community celebrates Ngada with cultural vibrancy. Chief Minister Nipyu Rio conveys warm greetings. And Deputy Chief Minister Yantungo Paton inaugurates key community facilities in Wokha. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's space sector is becoming an attractive destination for global investors. Speaking at the inauguration of SkyRoute's Infinity Campus through video conference today, Mr. Modi highlighted that the government has undertaken several historic reforms in India's space sector. He said the government has opened the space sector for private innovation, enabling startups and industry to work closely with country's scientific ecosystem. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that in the coming years, the global space economy is set to grow manifold and will open tremendous new opportunities for young people of the country.
SkyRoute का Infinity Campus भारत की नई सोच, innovation और सबसे बड़ी बात youth power का प्रतिबिंब है। हमारी युवा शक्ति की innovation, risk taking ability और entrepreneurship आज नई बुलंदी छू रही है। आने वाले समय में भारत global satellite launch ecosystem में एक leader बनकर उभरेगा।
President Draupadi Murmu today said that the Indian Armed Forces have exemplified professionalism and patriotism in guiding the sovereignty of the nation. Speaking at the Chanakya Defence Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi, she said the Armed Forces have displayed remarkable adaptability and resolve during every security challenge. She added that the recent success of Operation Sindoor is a defining moment in the country's counter-terror and deterrence strategy. The president emphasized that the world not only took note of India's military capability, but also its moral clarity to act firmly yet responsibly in the pursuit of peace.
Guided by our civilizational ethos of Vasudeva Kutumbakam, we have shown that strategic autonomy can coexist with global responsibility. Our diplomacy, our economy, and our armed forces together project an India that seeks peace but is prepared to protect its border and its citizens with strength and conviction.
Ngada, the premier festival of the Rengma community, is being celebrated across the state with cultural fervor. In Chumukedima, the festival was organized by the Rengma public organization Chumukedima and Dimapur. Extending festival greetings, MLA Juenga Sepp underscored the significance of Ngada as a post-harvest festival symbolizing reconciliation, reconnection and renewal. He highlighted unity, honesty and mutual respect as values upheld by forefathers and urged the community to remain custodians and ambassadors of their culture. Several key leaders, including Western Rengma Hoho President Njilo Kemp, also extended festival greetings. The celebrations featured cultural presentations such as folk dances, songs and traditional games. Chief Minister Nipyu Rio has conveyed warm greetings to the Rengma community on the occasion of Ngada, the post-harvest festival of Thanksgiving. In a social media post, Mr. Rio expressed hope that the festival would deepen gratitude for the harvest, renew and strengthen relationships, and inspire harmony, peace and goodwill among all people. Ahmedabad has been formally awarded hosting rights of the 2030 Commonwealth Games. The event will celebrate the centenary of the Games. The decision was approved by delegates from 74 Commonwealth nations at the General Assembly in Glasgow, United Kingdom.
Delighted to confirm that India Ahmedabad is hereby duly appointed by unanimous resolution as the host of the 2030 Games. Congratulations, India.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated countrymen on India winning the bid, saying it is the country's collective commitment and spirit of sportsmanship that has placed India firmly on the global sporting map. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Deputy Chief Minister Yan Tung O Paton inaugurated key facilities in Wokhat District today aimed at improving community services and infrastructure. In England, Mr. Paton unveiled a new primary health centre building. He hoped the facility will bring better healthcare access to families in the area. Mr. Paton expressed appreciation for all those who contributed to the completion of the facility and emphasised the need for clear land demarcation to ensure smooth development. In Yikum village, the Deputy Chief Minister inaugurated a new multi-purpose building constructed under the LADP Iconic Scheme 2024-25. He praised the local workforce, particularly the active involvement of women in the project. Meanwhile, Mr. Paton inaugurated Tilong Students' Union Office, also constructed under LADP. He also assured the extension of the community hall in the village. The inauguration ceremonies were attended by local officials, villagers and community members, marking a positive step forward for development in the region. The Food Corporation of India, FCI Nagaland region, held a state-level consultative committee meeting in Chumukedima recently to review strategies for improving food grain distribution in the state. The meeting was chaired by Rajya Sabha MP S. Pangnon Konyak and brought together officials from FCI, State Department of Food and Civil Supplies, and committee members. The meeting discussed strategies to strengthen food grain supply chain management across all districts in the state. A key focus was the need for a special Aadhaar enrollment drive to ensure accurate beneficiary coverage under food subsidy programs. Emphasizing that the initiative would ensure services reach every household, the committee decided to make a formal request to the state government to facilitate the drive. The 56th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, continued its dynamic run on the seventh day, showcasing a diverse selection of films from across the globe. The day's event included the release of a commemorative stamp by Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, honouring legendary cinematographer and filmmaker K. Vaikund. In his address, Mr. Sawant said K. Vaikund left a mark on Indian cinema even before Goa used to be associated with movies.
We come together to celebrate the life and legacy for the remarkable of the Govan Sri Vaikund Baba, the man whose camera shaped the visual language of the classical Hindi cinema.
On the occasion, Mr. Vaikund's 1977 documentary, Goa Marches On, was also screened. Meanwhile, cine lovers thronged the masterclasses today to celebrate 50 years of the iconic film Sholay. And ahead of the India International Science Festival, IISF 2025, set to take place from December 6th to 9th at Panchkula, Chandigarh, the Meteorological Centre, Kohima, organised a curtain-raiser event at the National Institute of Technology, Nagaland, in Chumukedima. Addressing the gathering yesterday, scientist D and head of MC Kohima, Nalnish Kumar Chaudhary, highlighted the objective of the festival and emphasised its focus on future technologies, sustainability and broad scientific outreach.
Main theme which says that Vigyan se Samruddhi for Atmanirbhar Bharat, which is nothing but prosperity with science for self-reliant India.
A video showcasing the IISF 2025 was also screened. The event served as a platform to inspire young minds and spark interest in the national festival and was attended by faculty, students and officials. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's space sector is becoming an attractive destination for global investors. President Draupadi Murmu lauds Indian Armed Forces for professionalism and patriotism. Rengma community celebrates Ngada with cultural vibrancy. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio conveys warm greetings. And Deputy Chief Minister Yan Tung O Paton inaugurates key community facilities in Wokha. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.